Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That's how we feel about it, right? Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, 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 mighty. Yes, yes, yes. Since you have been raised to live a life with Christ, new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Set your sights, set your thoughts on the things of heaven. I can't imagine heaven, but I know what the Bible says about it. Right? Because it says there'll be no more sadness, no more sorrow. Get the technology going.
So now maybe, there we go, okay. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm glad that we discovered that early. The technology things that sometimes are necessary after I do that is recording it back, playing it back, and then, you know, it's good, I get to listen to it. But. Amen. Since you've been raised to new life with Christ, so is this too loud or too soft or is this okay? It's okay? All right. It was easier for me for a while in church because my hearing aids weren't working. Music and hearing aids are interesting things, and they're like feedback and all kinds of stuff, but for a while it was easier, but I wasn't hearing everything. And finally I called the people and I said, I don't think they work. The Bluetooth worked, but it just didn't seem. Vicky was saying, do you have your hearing aids in? I said, yeah. Well, as it turned out, they weren't. And now they have difference. They have little hearing aid filters for the microphones so they won't get plugged up again. But as I thought about that, I thought about the fact that sometimes we don't hear the Lord well. Sometimes our speakers that come into our hearing apparatus, they get plugged up with maybe some darkness that's around us, maybe some problems that come at us, and those problems that come at us squeeze us down, you know? And so then when we're squeezed down by those things, then an opportunity to be light comes up, and now the devil says, how are you going to help anybody? You can't help yourself. And somehow we hear that clear as can be, you know? We hear things like, you better not say anything. You know, those are like, yeah, I better not say anything. We hear those clear as can be, and the Holy Spirit is saying, speak. Speak. Speak unto that mountain. Speak unto that mountain. Tell it to get out of your way, you know? See, because when we consider the things of heaven, how heaven's going to be no more sorrow. So we have within us the light to joy comes in the morning. And so that doesn't mean that we don't weep with those who weep, but it just means that we have some light to shine on that darkness. We've always got light. Because it says in John, it says, the Lord gave life to everything that was created, and this life brought light to everyone, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. See, the darkness can loom dark, but it can never extinguish the light. Last night, before we went to bed, Vicki said, Michael sure likes his flashlight. It must not drain much battery because it just keeps working. But it's one of those little push-button lights. He's got it in his headboard. And so he goes to bed, turns on the light. I walk in sometimes to turn off the light. I don't know if he's awake or asleep, but his arm goes back up and turns on the light. You know, he turns on the light. Now, there are times when we think maybe he should turn on that other light, that light that's in him, you know, but we don't control that. But it might not be long after we pray for him when all of a sudden we hear this shouting from the basement, you know. And he's either telling the devil to shut up or just, Yahoo, praise the Lord. You know, let your little light shine. Because the light shines in the darkness and the darkness can never, ever extinguish it. And so this is the confidence we have, right? We have this confidence, but we have to turn this confidence into action. We have to realize this. As Tara said, every place we go, we have an effect. And our desire is to affect it for the kingdom of God. Our desire is to be a light. And so when we see darkness, that should cause us to turn on the light. You know, but the darkness will come and say, I saw you 5 minutes ago. You think you can really turn on light? I don't care about 5 minutes ago. Right now, I want to turn on the light. I want to be a light because I am a light. Oh, my goodness. You know what Jesus said? He said, you're the light of the world. Seriously? That's what he said. He said, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are somebody's hope who is hopeless. They might not be calling you by name, but by the Spirit, you may be the one that comes by. Are you okay? Are you okay? How goes your day? You know, you are. I got better things to do than look and see how other people are doing. You do not. You do not. Take this right, but you don't matter. Because you have and you are the light of the world. Your main thing in this world is to shine the light of the gospel. I mean, how much does it take to come out of your doldrum to light up somebody else's hard time? You know? How much? I'm not messing with you here. I'm just telling you who you are. You see, sometimes we forget who we are. I'm saved. I went to church. I'm good. Okay. But how's that person? How's that situation? How's that circumstance? You know? Do you know what happens? You get lifted up when you praise the Lord, right? Amen. You get lifted up. We get lifted up. We get lifted up. Right? I get lifted up whenever I praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord? Can you praise your way out of darkness? Can you praise your way out of worries? Can you praise your way out of things? You know? You might praise your way crying, but you can praise your way out of it. I saw Vicki this week, and she said, I just went for my first walk without Allie. And she was smiling. She made the walk. She was crying. She missed that. You know, she missed it. I said, go rescue one. Go get a rescue dog. John says, if you do, I'm going to blame Roger. That's okay. you don't have to. I'm just saying, you know, it's a nice thought. You know, it's a nice thought. Think about the good times had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes, walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. You are the light of the world. Be a light. You know? Not right now, I'm mad. Maybe later. Later will be too late. When the Holy Spirit says, light up. You light up my life. Long time ago. You give me hope to carry on. You know? Debbie Boone, was that her name? You know? You light up my life. Had the devil screaming. Genius that I was, I didn't really know what she was singing about. You know? It was a pop song, couldn't be gospel.
Was she singing about Jesus?
Yeah, she was, of course she was singing about Jesus. But how am I supposed to know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about being a light. I didn't really know, you know. I mean, Jesus had his place in church. It seemed to be that he was the main. I don't know if he was ever. Anyway, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Never extinguish it. In our sleep, we can turn it on. Do you ever? Are you ever asleep and you're praising the Lord? You know, I mean, last night I had the strangest dreams. I mean, just weird. They don't even belong in my life. But the best way to overdo them is praise the Lord. Now, there was like church going on and stuff like that, but it like didn't make any sense to me. You know. And so I have to talk to the Lord about that, see if there was anything that was worthwhile. But I was praising my Lord to get out of there or to get it over with or get whatever, you know. But sometimes you can have bad dreams and praise your way out of it. You can be under a rock and you can praise your way out of it. And when we do it, if we can do it in our dreams, then we can do it in our life. And we have light that overcomes darkness. And people are in darkness. Seriously in darkness. But we don't have anything to do with the darkness. We should not be fooled by the darkness. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't allow yourself. Recognize if you are oppressed. Recognize if you're oppressed. And arise and shine, for the light has come. Come out of it. Come into what God has for you. I don't like being oppressed. I don't like any of those things that go with darkness. But the darkness is always waiting. Right back at the beginning, Jesus said, look out. Satan is watching, waiting for an opportunity to defeat you. We shall not be defeated. We shall not be defeated. We might be in a battle, but the weapons of our warfare are not. The carnal, they're mighty through God to the pulling down of those strongholds, to overwhelming the darkness, to being determined to come out and shine so bright that the darkness can't stand it, you know. Sometimes it takes a minute, you know. When you wake up early in the morning, you don't want a light turned on. You certainly don't want somebody coming when you're asleep shining the flashlight in your face. Get out of here, you know. We know what to say about that. Well, get that darkness out too, you know. We have to get used to it. So maybe sometimes we have to think about it so that we, oh, wait a second. I'm the light. You know? I've been sitting around in darkness, you know? Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you ever wake up and it takes a little bit to figure out where you're at in your own bed, you know? Sleeping so sound. You know, sometimes sitting in your chair, you have to kind of wake up. You may not be asleep, but you have to wake up to what's going on. Sometimes Vicki and I will be talking, and she'll shift gears, and I'll say, okay, I'm just trying to keep up with you here. How did we get here? Where did that come from? Well, I said this. I didn't hear that part. I just heard this part. Now, maybe I will say that if she says she said it, she said it, but I don't know if she said it or not, you know? But she did. This woman you've given me, Lord. Yeah. Always right. Always right. Well, it could be, you know, but maybe not. Maybe you didn't say it. Maybe you were just thinking it. You know? Anyway, you got it. I have to make the effort to get into the conversation. You know? I'm not going to say what just came to my mind.
No, I didn't say she did. She said.
Oh, she did. Vicky's a ventriloquist. I thought it came from you. Oh, look at that. Look at that. I see. Because sometimes, does that ever happen to your house, John, where you don't think the whole conversation was said?
Yes.
He's not going to talk. A man is not going to talk. He's smarter than me. But anyway, either way, whatever, you know. We make the effort in the silliest of things. We make the effort, okay? So now we've got the Holy Spirit who speaks to us, you know. And maybe sometimes we, I didn't quite catch that. And sometimes that's because we've been caught up in the other conversation, or in the other situation, or in the other circumstance. And the Holy Spirit always has the perfect response, you know? Perfect response. Even if the Holy Spirit says, think about that. Think about these things. You know? Think about the realities of heaven. Think about that. No more sorrow. No more dying. You know? In heaven, everything is overcome. It's overcome in heaven. But pray like this. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Remove the sorrow. There is no more sorrow. Fight the good fight. You've got the light. That rhymes. You know, you've got the light. You've got the encouragement. You know the way, because you know the way, the truth, and the life. You know the way. You see, the realities of heaven, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven, making intercession for you, going, you can do this. Think now, think. Come on, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You've got the power in the name of Jesus. You see, draw on what is yours in him. And don't be defeated, don't be discouraged, don't be distracted by the enemy that says, oh yeah, right. Or the enemy that says, yeah, you've prayed before, it didn't do any good. Shut up. It does do good. It always does good to pray. You know? As Tara began to march and Vicky followed her, I'm saying, okay, here comes that bang, healing. Hallelujah. You know? Pretty soon it's going to be cartwheels across the front.
Maybe Danica.
Oh, ye have little faith. What? Why not? Yes, cartwheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make you get down on your knees.
Oh, yeah? Little one, out of the mouth of babes. Yeah. You know? I mean, consider what you have. Consider the resources you have. Consider what you have to respond to the darkness with. Consider that. See, you've got something that the darkness cannot extinguish. You've always got something. You know? It's like a junk drawer, but it ain't junk. You've got something. And if we'll take the time to consider that, you see, to consider what we have, to consider what we know, to consider it. It's like being willing to, you know, has anybody ever spent time in a junk drawer? Looking for something in the junk drawer? You know? I mean, my garage sometimes is a junk drawer. I'm going from place to place to place to place to find that thing that I'm looking for. And I'm telling myself sometimes while I'm going, don't waste your time. But when we consider the things of God, it's never a waste of time. You know? There's a way. Where there's a will to seek, there's a way to find. The light shines in the darkness. Those two things, the shining light in the darkness and considering the realities of heaven, heaven lights up everything. You know? It's not, we know that heaven is not just something, well, some glad morning when this life is over. There's a reason that Jesus said, when you pray, say, on earth as it is in heaven. Bring the power of God into the circumstance. You know, be a light. Be a light. You know? Because when you be a light, you be a light. You light up. Oh, yeah. You know? Now I get it. You know, sometimes it's just a tremendous victory when I catch up with a conversation that Vicki and I are having. Seriously. You know, it's like, oh, okay, now it makes sense. You know? Well, that's what the Word of God does. It always makes sense. But we have to put it into action. This is our desire to put it into action. You know? We charge up our batteries just with a help, Lord. And there's so much. There's so much, and it's not a. Everybody has missed lighting up an area before, okay? But the more that you think about it, the more that it will become a part of what's going on, because we recognize the darkness, don't we? Man, we recognize the darkness. You know, we can talk about the darkness, oh, this, oh, that. You know, because we got eyes to see. We recognize the darkness, but we have also got a spirit to think, wait a second. I don't want to give the darkness advertisement. I want to give the light the advertisement. God is greater. He's above all things. I mean, it was just, I came home from jail last week and it took me till 11 o'clock to watch the whole funeral service, the worship, the praise, the people talking, you know? And it was Charlie Kirk's sitting in heaven, but I'm telling you what, they talk about they're going to do his show and they've got thousands of clips of things that he said that nobody's ever seen before. And the whole world's going to be exposed to it. You know? 1 billion views on the first Charlie Kirk show, and Charlie Kirk ain't there. Over 1 billion views. Are people hearing the gospel? Is Jesus being magnified? Is Jesus being glorified? Is the darkness being extinguished? You know? There's no place for the darkness to hide. Right? And that should be us. There's no place for darkness to hide. No place for it. You know, we're gonna recognize it. We know God sees everything, and we know that God is available for everything and available everywhere. And guess what? Who lives in you? Yes, he lives in you. Jesus lives in you, and he's the light of the world. And he said, you are the light of the world. You really are. You really are. You really are. He doesn't just say things, you know. You know, it isn't like, you know, if I got up in the morning and Vicky said, boy, you really look good this morning, that'd be a shock. I don't know if she's ever said that. Doesn't make any difference. She can't see in the morning, you know.
Yeah, because
of
the conversation we had yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying that you probably every morning, yeah. You're looking hot today, honey. No. But you know, I mean, it's like we're the light of the world. That's not, I mean, you have to get used to that, you know? And then you have to be determined to fulfill your position as the light of the world, you know? You're not being phony when you light up when you realize you haven't been lighting up, you know? There's nothing wrong with going, oh, I don't know where I was, but I'm here now. You know? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. Oh, you're just being phony. You just act like you're happy, but you're not really happy. I don't know what I was. My wife says I don't remember a conversation from yesterday, so it doesn't make any difference. Right now, I'm on the fire. I am the light of the world. What can I do for you? You know? How can I help? Since you've been raised to new life with Christ, I've been raised to new life with Christ. Have you been raised to new life with Christ?
Yes.
Amen. And is that new life like something that can get newer? Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Is that new life something that can kind of wear down? Not really, but does it act like it sometimes? You know? Do we get under the world that we live in sometimes? But arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You know? Do you ever, you ever get in a conversation and say, now where was I? You know? I got to remember what we were talking about. You ever get distracted in a conversation? Of course you do. Life is full of distractions, right? But that doesn't change who you are. You're the light of the world. So then just consider the realities of heaven. If you can't think of anything else, think about what it's like in heaven and bring heaven to earth. You know? Even death will be defeated in heaven. So it wouldn't be unreasonable for the Holy Spirit to say, pray for that one. It wouldn't be unreasonable to expect them to get up. I remember walking out of the headquarters of the annual meeting after having been welcomed to leave the Assemblies of God. I remember walking down the hall, and I remember God saying, you just stepped out of the boat. And I remember pulling out onto the highway, and I remember God telling me to take a different route home. Okay. And I remember I wasn't very far down the road, and there was an accident. There were an ambulance in the ditch, someone laying in the ditch. God said, pull over. So I pulled over, ran down in the ditch. Nobody stopped me. I said, can I pray for him? Laid my hands on the person, prayed for him, got back up in the car. Somebody might have thought an angel had been there. I don't know where that guy came from, you know. And I figured out where the ambulance went from, and I called the hospital where that person probably went, and that person wasn't there. You know? I never knew the name of the person. I just knew that a person had been in an accident. But apparently that person got weller than it looked like at that point. Nothing's impossible for God, you know? And I was, am I always that willing to listen? I don't know. I could be distracted sometimes. I could be 20 miles down the road thinking, ooh, I should have stopped. Somewhere that I was coming from, it must have been when I was coming home late at night from Rapid or something. Anyway, I'm driving down the road, and driving down the road, I see this light like this. And I think, what in the world is that? And then as I drive by, I see some young gal who's stumbling drunk waving their light, you know? And a few miles down the road, I thought maybe I should go back there and find out what's going on, but I didn't. I didn't have God say, what are you waiting for? Get back there. But, you know, the things were, but I did pray. I noticed that. I prayed. And I could see from that how I was very thankful that that light didn't stumble out in front of the car. Yeah. You're the light of the world. Think about the realities of heaven. Think about on earth as it is in heaven. You know? Think about the light came into the world and the darkness extinguish it not. You know? And keep the light. Keep the light going. Speak the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Sing unto the King of Israel. Lift him up. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. You know? He's the light of your life. He's the best thing that ever happened to you. Best thing. And he keeps happening to you. He keeps happening. Jesus is a happening, man. All the time. All the time. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, he says, I'll dry them all. Like a bridge over troubled water. I'll ease your mind. I will ease your mind, Jesus says. Don't be thinking on things that aren't easy. Think on the things above. Think on it. Think on it so that that's what's in your heart and that's what's in our minds so that when we see darkness, it ain't got a chance. Because you're in the house. You're the light of the world. You know what Jesus says? He says, I'm the light of the world. I got work to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we're grateful to you that we are the light of the world. We're grateful to you that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness can't touch it. In fact, the darkness flees. Darkness flees at your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful presence here with us today. Thank you for your encouragement today. Thank you for receiving our worship today. Thank you, Lord. We just give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord. Now and forever, we give you thanks. And we just look forward to, we ask you, Lord, for opportunities, eyes to see, hearts to discern the place, and the determination to shine the light. And know that when we shine the light, the darkness cannot stand. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.